For many years, people believed the story that we have just told you. More recently, however, scholars have decided that the Elector of Hanover may actually have granted Handel permission to go to England for other reasons. The Elector of Hanover knew that he was in line for the English throne, so he was eager to have information about the politics at court, as well as information about the health of Queen Anne, England's ruling monarch. In short, Handel may have been a low-level spy. England was the place to be as a composer in Handel's time. Johann Sebastian Bach, who was born in the same year, had a church job. Other composers on the European continent had jobs at the courts of various members of the nobility. These were salaried positions. On the continent, not until Beethoven did composers begin to compose music, arrange concerts, and collect the ticket income. But in England, things were different, and it was the perfect place for an entrepreneurial composer like Handel to be. Handel would compose for the English court, but he never linked himself to a permanent position there. He composed operas and oratorios, went to Italy and hired singers, and then put on fabulous productions in London. Handel was composer, conductor, and producer. You can tell by the story about releasing birds in the theater that he was also a showman. Now, King George I was a very shy monarch, and his ministers felt that they needed to hold an event where they could show off the new king to the people. After all, George was not first or second in line for the throne. He was 27th and not even English. The ministers needed to solidify his position on the throne. The cruise along the Thames was their idea, not George's. A grand procession of boats where the king would travel along the River Thames would be perfect. People could travel in their boats and gather along the banks of the entire route, listening to music and seeing their new king. The trip was public relations, pure and simple. For Handel, however, it was a golden opportunity to get back into the king's good graces. The ministers and the king must have been delighted to suddenly find that they had one of the most famous composers of the day playing for the occasion, and they had not even needed to arrange or pay for it. Handel was only 32 years old when he composed Water Music. He had already composed an enormously popular opera by this time. Handel never returned to live in Germany. He had a long and very successful life in England, and he actually became an English citizen. He composed operas and oratorios, great works like the Royal Fireworks music and Messiah that are still played all the time. If you go to London, you can visit Handel House on Brook Street, where he lived and composed much of his famous music. And you can also visit his grave at Westminster Abbey.
Hello, I'm Stephen Simon. I'm the conductor, and I'm here to tell you some things about the music that you may not have heard or may not have thought about. Handel was a great and prolific composer, and you have just heard a few works from the many that he composed during his long life. Let's begin at the beginning. The overture. An overture is a piece of music that is performed at the beginning of an opera or a ballet, or even a Broadway show, where the orchestra plays alone, there are no singers, and it sets the mood. It is the transition between the real world and the fictional realm, or the world of make-believe. That was from the overture to Handel's opera Rinaldo. The next time you listen to this recording, see if you can recognize it. Opera was just one of the many kinds of music that Handel wrote. He also composed sonatas and suites for solo instruments. That is an example of a harpsichord suite. When a soloist plays with an orchestra, however, it is called a concerto. When we think of a concerto today, we think of something that sounds more like this. In Handel's day, however, the orchestras were much smaller. Handel composed many concertos for the oboe, for the harp, for the organ, and also for groups of solo instruments, such as two violins and a cello, or two oboes and a bassoon. A work where there was a group of soloists is called a concerto grosso. Concerto is a work for orchestra and solo instrument, or instruments, and grosso means big. So when Handel wrote a concerto grosso, it was a big concerto. You heard part of a concerto grosso in the story. Did you recognize it? Water music is an instrumental work that is comprised of three suites. A suite, originally, was a group of dances, like songs on the iTunes store. There were English suites with English dances, and French suites with popular French dances. Today we think of these as classical sit-down-and-listen music. But in their day, they were dance music. So in water music, you find popular dances, like the bourrée, the gavotte, the minuet, and the hornpipe, because Handel knew that everyone likes dance music. One interesting fact that you might like to know is that you can identify which suite a piece in water music belongs to by the instrumentation. They all include the strings, but the first suite also has oboes, bassoons, and horns. The second suite adds trumpets, and the third suite has a flute and piccolo. Because these are all dances, pieces that are only 2 or 3 minutes long each, they can be shuffled, which is what I do when I perform the entire work, and I always end with the famous hornpipe. There is one last musical form that I would like to tell you about. You know that Handel brought Italian opera to England, but Handel began composing a different kind of work for singers and chorus and orchestra around 1720. These were in English, not Italian, and they were called oratorios. They had choruses, and they were based on characters from the Bible. During Lent, it was not considered proper to perform operas, so Handel, ever the entrepreneur, started to write what essentially were operas without sets and costumes. If you have ever heard Handel's Messiah, you have heard an oratorio. Handel composed 24 oratorios during his lifetime, but Messiah has remained his most popular. Everyone always asks why the audience stands when the Hallelujah Chorus is performed. The story is that King George II came to a performance of Messiah, and when he heard the Hallelujah Chorus, he was so moved that he stood up. And when the king stands, so must everyone else, and they've been standing for it ever since.
My name is Handel, George Frederick Handel. The other composers, they count on the candle. To me, you see, I'm the best, better than all the rest. Yes, now the time is the day, I'm glad to say. My pen again receive my pay.
This is ICANN. KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.